Welcome to the Bedtime Stories. Hi, this is David, and this is my podcast. I hope you enjoy it. Bill Brown's Test. All firemen have courage, but it can't be known until they test how many have this particular kind, Bill Brown's kind. What happened was this. Engine 29, pumping and pounding her prettiest, stood at the northwest corner of Greenwich and Warren streets, so close to the blazing drug house that driver Marks thought it wasn't safe there for the three horses and led them away. That was fortunate, but it left Brown alone, right against the cheek of the fire, watching his boiler, stroking in coal, keeping his steam gauge at 75. As the fire gained, chunks of red-hot sandstone began to smash down on the engine. Brown ran his pressure up to 80 and watched the door anxiously, where the boys had gone in. Then the explosion came, and a blue flame, wide as the house, curled its tongues halfway across the street, and wrapping engine and man, setting fire to the elevated railway station overhead, or such wreck of it as the shock had left. Bill Brown stood by his engine with a wall of fire before him and a sheet of fire above him. He heard quick footsteps on the pavements and voices that grew fainter and fainter, crying, "Run for your lives." He heard the hose wagon horses somewhere back in the smoke go plunging away, mad with fright and their burns. He was alone with the fire, and the skin was hanging in shreds on his hands, face, and neck. Only a fireman knows how one blast of flame can shrivel up a man. And the pain over the bared surface was, well, there is no pain worse than that of fire scorching in upon the quick flesh seared by fire. Here, I think, was a crisis to make a very brave man quail. Bill Brown knew perfectly well why everyone was running. There was going to be another explosion in a couple of minutes, maybe sooner, out of this hell in front of him. The order had come for every man to save himself, and every man had done except for the lads inside. And the question was, should he run in or should he stay and die? It was tolerably certain that he would die if he stayed. On the other hand, the boys of Old 29 were in there, Devaney and MacArthur and Gillen and Merrin, his friends, his chums. He'd seen them drag that hose in through that door. There it was now, a long throbbing snake of it. And they hadn't come out. Perhaps they were dead, yes, but perhaps they weren't. If they were alive, they needed water now more than ever, needing anything else before. And they couldn't get water if he quit his engine. Bill Brown pondered this for a long time, perhaps 4 seconds. Then he fell to stroking in coal, and he screwed her up another notch, and he eased her running parts with the oiler. Explosion or not, pain or not, alone or not, he was going to stay and make that engine hum. He had done the greatest thing a man can do, had offered his life for his friends. It is pleasant to know that this sacrifice was averted. A quarter of a minute or so before the second and terrible explosion, Devaney and his men came staggering from the building. Then it was that Merrin fell, and MacArthur checked his fight to save him. Then it was, but not until then, that Bill Brown left Engine 29 to her fate. She was crushed by the falling walls and ran for his life with his comrades. He had waited for them. He had stood the greatest test. The end.